Remember how we told you about Bert, our engineer who was out at the last two News and Brews, and how he raised a squirrel for 10 years?
Everybody remembers the Velcro story.
Velcro was the name of the squirrel because when the squirrel would latch on, he tried to remove her, and it was like Velcro, right? Well, we were just talking to Craig here, our engineer on the scene here in Costa Mesa, and he helped raise Velcro, too. And we got to talking.
Do you know why?
Well, because Bert would go out of town.
Well, yeah, Bert has a secret life. But because Craig is pretty good with rodents.
Right. We found out that there's this whole world of rat shows. Fancy rat shows.
The American Fancy Rat and Mouse Association.
And it turns out that Craig breeds these rats. There's a whole world that we didn't even know about. So next week, we're going to have to dive into that. Like maybe Monday or something. Whenever... whenever Craig's wife is available to come on and talk to us about it. It's a big deal. People are into this. Like, people are into dog shows.
You know, odd eye rats are recognized by the American Fancy Rat and Mouse Association.
What does that odd eye mean?
Odd eye rats.
Oh, like one eye, one eye's red or something?
Their coat can be any color, but often their eyes are different colors.
Yeah, there's all sorts of, what do you call, types, categories. Like the Rex mouse has wavy hair.
It's like an afro.
Right. Anyway, we're going to get into that because I'm curious about that.
I'm almost afraid to go down this.
I'm not.
Pardon the pun. Rat hole of rat shows.
Why?
Because, well, this is a creepy picture for one thing. An odd-eyed rat.
Well, you have a weird thing about humans in their eyes. So this is maybe not. Maybe we'll do it on a day you're gone or something.
I didn't say the rat has a lazy eye. He just has a different colored eye.
Don't be an eyeist.
I don't know what that is.